This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Hi, this is Scott McCain. Welcome to today's edition of Project Distinct. Glad you are with us today, as we're happy every time you're here. And today it's about leadership. Leadership and millennials, it's an important topic because, as we know, millennials are critically important. They're the biggest generation in the workforce. Did you know that? Millennials now make up the largest percentage of the workforce in the United States. So it's not that the millennials are coming. They're here. And if you're a millennial, what's your future with leadership? And a question that needs to be asked then is, how good are leadership development programs within organizations? Why are they failing? And what can we learn from that, regardless of the size of our business? So, millennials and leadership, the topic of today's Project Distinct. And as always, Project Distinct is brought to you by our website, DistinctionNation.com. Go to DistinctionNation.com. You can sign up for our free resources, everything from ebooks to worksheets to help you create distinction to a 14-day audio program on creating personal distinction. It's all there for you, and it's free just by going to DistinctionNation.com. Well, according to an article by Diane Belcher in HR Technologist, that's Human Relations Technology, Technologist, it's a newsletter for specialists in the HR field. She writes that the millennial generation continues to transform the workplace with its unique set of characteristics and attitudes towards work and career. Now, let's face it, there are some folks that are just inherently negative about what those attitudes are. I think we need more of an open mind. Every generation is critical of the ones that aren't them. In other words, I remember when the generation before the baby boomers thought the baby boomers were lazy and ridiculous, and I talk in my speeches about some of the headlines that appeared after Woodstock are the same headlines that baby boomers would post about millennials today. It's crazy, right? And the other thing that we often forget about in terms of millennials, as they are the largest percentage of the workforce, is we need their leadership. However, according to this article by Diane Belcher, she says one key organizational program has yet to be transformed to meet the millennial needs. That's learning and development. So the 2018 State of Leadership Development Report from Harvard Business Publishing found that millennials are the single most critical of learning and development programs as compared to other age cohorts. By the way, they're no longer the youngest generation in the workplace, so as Generation Z arrives, millennials are expected to lead and manage effectively, according to the article. So the question is, can they do it without the right education and tools and training? How do we get them prepared to lead the organizations that we care about to greater success? Well, interestingly enough, according to this article, only about 40% of millennials and younger leaders describe their organization's learning and development programs as excellent. 67% of baby boomers did. And when we dig deeper into excellence, according to the Harvard Review study, it's clear that relevance and quality are true sticking points for the generation. Quote, while 47% of boomers believe that learning and development programs have a high degree of relevance in terms of issues their businesses face, only 23% of millennials believe these programs are relevant. Let that soak in for a little bit. Less than a quarter of millennials believe the training and learning and development programs they're receiving are relevant. Overall, millennials are looking for learning and development to solve their challenges by thinking more innovatively. While 80% of all respondents to the survey were looking for more innovation in learning and development, 52% of millennials believe innovation is lacking, compared to only 38% of boomers. So why are training programs and learning and development programs failing, particularly in the area of leadership when it comes to millennials? Here's what the study revealed. Number one, poor content. Compared to boomers, millennials were 3.4 times more likely to cite poor content as a barrier to leadership development. Number two, lack of external thinking and expertise. Millennials are 2.3 times more likely than baby boomers to say that insufficient thinking within the organization is a major barrier to program effectiveness. In other words, millennials are 2.3 times more likely to hope that external thinkers and expertise are brought into the programs than baby boomers are. And finally, limited application to on-the-job requirements. Compared to boomers, millennials are 1.3 times more likely to cite that learning and development programs lack application to the requirements of their job within an organization. So regardless of the size of your business, whether it's an enormous organization or whether you just employ a few people, how are you onboarding your newer employees or your younger colleagues, the millennials, to make certain that they have the tools to do the job, but also that they're equipped to lead in the future? According to this article in HR Technologist, to help younger leaders build the capabilities and mindsets essential for successfully leading organizations, learning and development leaders need to support their preference to connect and collaborate as they embrace new organizational responsibilities. Millennials have an ardent desire to connect with senior leadership. And this dovetails in my personal experience as well, because what I'm finding is millennials look forward to outside speakers, outside thinkers, to bring in their concepts and their ideas internally within an organization. It's really interesting to me because there were some in my business of professional speaking and consulting that thought that what was going to happen is that technology would erode that profession. Instead, what we're seeing is millennials look forward to outside presenters, thinkers. They look forward to outside information. But the thing of it is, it's got to be relevant to what they're experiencing currently. So that means you have to think of two things in particular with your business. Number one, am I providing information that will help grow my team? We're talking about millennials, but it applies to everybody on your team. Who on your team do you not want to get better, right? So are you providing the tools to help them to grow and to get better? Number two, have you double-checked? Have you gone through what you're currently providing to make certain that it's relevant to today's marketplace and today's employee and customer? You've got to make certain that what you're doing fits today's situation and isn't just a rehash of something that worked a decade ago. A final thought on this in just a minute. Just a reminder that Project Distinct is brought to you every day by our website, which is distinctionnation.com. You can go there for free resources. Download a free ebook on the ultimate customer experience. More for you there. All you got to do is go check in at distinctionnation.com for the free resources. By the way, my latest book is Iconic, named by Forbes.com as one of the 10 best business books of the year. Go to iconicbusinessbook.com and you can get all types of information on what it takes to make your organization and you iconic. Well, learning and development has never been more important, and the reason for that, I believe, is because the world is changing more rapidly than ever before. In the closing paragraph of this article that I'm citing today, it says, by aligning with millennials' needs, as well as tapping into their energy and creativity, organizations can build leadership development experiences that better meet both the learner and the organizational requirements. As future senior leaders in the organizations, millennials will be well-primed to lead their organizations into the next phases of growth. That's from an article from HR Technologist submitted by Diane Belcher, Senior Director of Project Management, Harvard Business Publishing. Our challenge is to do those two things I mentioned earlier. Number one, to make certain that we are providing the tools that it takes for millennials and really all of our employees of every generation to grow, to develop, to improve. But secondly, to recalibrate, to make certain that what we're providing is relevant and dynamic for the changing needs of today's marketplace. Well, that does it for me for today for Project Distinct. This is Scott McCain. Thanks so much for listening. Look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on the next edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.